Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Check. Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk. Sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
It's the only song in America you never get sick of, because it's always good news. Breakfast of the Blackhawks, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. And Dave Innitt, we have a special guest in studio just ahead of Mr. Taves.
It's a big honor to have this gentleman with us here this morning.
The best in the business. I include Dave Innitt in it. Whenever Dave Innitt does a Northwestern game, whether it's football or basketball, you know it's terrific. But there's nobody better at the mic than Doc Emrick, NBC Sports, NBC Sportsnet. And one of the busiest guys in America. Of course, you're in town playing video games. What are you doing?
Yeah, we're recording video games. Eddie Olczyk and I and Ray Ferraro, who is out in Vancouver, goes to the studio there. And it's for NHL 17, which comes out in the fall. So you have to do the work sometime. And this is it. And I'm glad because the Hawks are in town.
And when you get the scripts, are they realistic, or do you have to tweak them to make them sound like they're in your voice?
There's no script. You walk in and you sit down and you're staring at a monitor that has a subject on it, but no action. And they say, okay, goalie's pulled, last minute of play. They can't get out of their own end. Do it.
Really?
You can't use the names of players and you can't use the names of teams. And then after you do that, they ask you to do four more different languages so that there's a variety. And you're a little wasted by the end of the day, but it's fun.
I bet it's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a challenge, but it's fun.
Yeah, I bet it's fun. Joining us now, the captain of your Chicago Blackhawks, Jonathan Taves. You know, Taser, we brought in the big guns. It's not just Dave Innitt and me. Doc Emrick's here as well.
It's always good to hear your voice, Johnny.
Call in today.
Yeah, you know, getting the Taser to do the Steve Cochran Show, you got to get Emrick on.
That's right.
How are you, bud?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. I know you got to run to a meeting in a few, but Breakfast with the Blackhawk with Jonathan Taves. And we were talking a minute ago off the air. Your face-off percentage is as good as ever. What's the secret? What are you doing?
I don't know. Just trying to get the puck, trying to win them, I guess. I don't know. No secret, really. I got nothing good for you on that one.
I got a theory. Since you're the captain, you know, you can talk to these guys in the funny shirts. You know, are you promising a linesman a steak or something? What are you doing?
Well, it doesn't hurt to try and become buddies with a couple of linesmen. Sometimes you get frustrated and you yell at them. I don't think that helps. So I've been trying to stay away from that as well. So maybe it helped a little bit. You never know. You got to try and get the edge any way you can.
What's the secret of your overtime success this year? Because here's how I feel. I hate to give up the point to anybody, but I feel like if we go to overtime every time, it's just eventually Taser gets the puck, he scores, we win, we go home.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the 3-on-3 makes a huge difference, to be honest. I was talking about this with a couple of guys the other day. The difference between 4-on-4 and 3-on-3 is incredible. For me, I mean, I don't know. You get a few early in the year. We've been overtime quite a few times, and when you get the opportunities, you just try and score, and it's worked out. So I didn't even realize. I guess I have 5 now, and I guess I tied Steven Stamkos. So he got 5 a few years ago, which blows me away that he did a 4-on-4. So I don't know. That's pretty incredible. So.
It's been fun.
Hopefully that success will keep going, though. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, it's been fun, and it's funny. He's got 5 game winners, and he wasn't sure of the number. I won a wiffle ball game when I was 9. I still tell the story. Dave Innitt and Doc, say hi to Taser.
Good morning.
How you doing, guys? Hey, Doc.
Have you had any interesting conversations with Patrick Sharp during these Dallas games?
No, just kind of saying hello and kind of giving him a shot in the shin pads and warm up.
Good.
That's about it. I think he's definitely played hard in the 2 games that we have played each other. You know, he's the type of guy that always feels he's got something to prove. He wants to go out there. He wants to play with an edge and he wants to win. So after that, after warm-ups, that's about it. He was focused on his game and he wasn't messing around. So they got the best of us back in December. We were able to get a little revenge last week when we were in town. So kind of anticipating it's going to be another good one tonight.
I know every game is so important for you, and you're looking at the next opponent, but knowing that at the same time, this is a team that was leading the division until you guys went on your hot streak, is it kind of been in the back of your mind, John, that you've had this game coming up here at home against Dallas and both of these matchups this week, but this one here tonight?
Well, I think both teams have had pretty good years. We've been neck and neck for a while now at the top of the division. I think given the fact that, I mean, until we made a couple of trades, Ryan Garbutt and Trevor Daley obviously had a chip on their shoulder playing against their old team, and we got a couple of guys who played a number of years here in Chicago and have meant a tremendous deal to this team and the championships we won here. So I think when you have guys like that on each team, there's no doubt it makes it a little bit more personal. So I think that rivalry is something that's maybe developing a little bit right now.
At Sharpie's age, are you worried when you give him that stick smack? Because with brittle bones at his age, you could really hurt him.
No, not really. He's still flying out there. He's as hungry as ever. I think he's playing great hockey, so it's good to see him. Just try and get him to pace himself a little bit when he comes in here. He'll definitely be, we know he'll be ready for this game tonight, so we'll try and slow him down as much as we can.
You guys may not get a lot of this, but Coach Q is pretty good at picking on himself after his head explodes. And the last couple of times we've had one of these contested goals, he's not been terribly pleased. And he did one of the best press conference walk-offs I've ever seen the other night. But when he took the stick and started smacking it against the boards, what's going through your head?
Well, he brings it. He brings the emotion.
Right.
I think as a team, we respond the right way in that game against Phoenix. It can go one of two ways. I think we collected ourselves really well. I think Joel was a part of that, reminding us in the locker room that sometimes we get a little distracted and get on the refs. But for the rest of us at our job, we just need to keep playing and things will happen for us. Again, a couple calls, I think even the one last game, still debatable. I don't know. I've seen the video a bunch of times. It's hard to let some of those go. But at the end of the day, it's up to the coaches to kind of worry about that stuff. And Joel does a good job. And, if he wants to show that emotion, that's just kind of who he is. And we know that. We expect that, I guess.
I want to get Doc and Dave in here for one more. But as a player, what's the most frustrating penalty? I know they're all frustrating. But what's the most frustrating penalty to get called? Because from a fan's perspective, interference drives us nuts.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the most frustrating thing is maybe the inconsistency where we see some things that are like go early in the game and then all of a sudden it's called later on. And then you have a tough time gauging what the standard is in a game. So I don't know. To me, that's probably the most frustrating thing when it's inconsistent on both teams. But again, you always kind of have a biased opinion in that case.
Your line mate is closing in on a milestone. 500 goals. Marian Hossa is getting close to that. What does that number mean to you?
It's unbelievable. It's huge. I don't know the amount of players that have accomplished that, but I know it's not a lot in the grand scheme of things. And just the way Hossa has played his entire career and what he's done here in Chicago, it's been a pleasure to be alongside him and to experience. Be a part of someone who's going to close on a milestone like that is special for anyone who's a part of it.
You get to talk to the referee first, even before he goes over to talk to Coach Q, who you can see is angry sometimes. Has there ever been a conversation with a referee that left you laughing as you went back to the bench to explain it?
Yeah, I think there's a few where I guess the way that you can really the more you yell, the more you scream, I think they just shut off and they don't listen to you. I think that the best thing you can do is just kind of look at them a little disbelief and just completely question whether they're making the right call or not. So we've had a few moments like that, but it is what it is. We got a tough job to do. So I try to not make it too tough because I know They got to go through me, and then they'll eventually get to Joel, and that's never any fun either. So
yeah, sometimes they'll go over to Joel, and he'll go, listen, for the sake of both of us, I don't have enough on me right now in bail, because it's hard to carry my wallet in these pants, so let me handle this one.
I won't comment on that.
Like I said, love is passion. Matt Chin from Chicago writes in Breakfast of the Blackhawks question of the day, and Matt's going to get an autographed Blackhawks puck. What's your breakfast consist of before a game?
Well, I'm heading in to eat right now. We're at the rink. Usually just a couple eggs, mix with some veggies, some sauerkraut, some potatoes. We have a lot of green smoothies here at the rink, too. That we
They're
like
great.
To,
by the way, I don't eat anything. I don't eat anything green. I love those green smoothies. They smell like your front lawn, but they taste great.
Yeah. That's how you know it's good for you.
See, I told you, Steve.
Taser and I, we both treat our bodies like a temple, except mine's more shaped like a temple. That's the problem. Captain, great talking to you, and thanks to MB Financial Bank. Appreciate you taking the time, and have fun tonight.
No problem, Steve. Thanks, fellas. Talk to you soon.
Thank
you.
Later.
A temple, a Buddhist temple.
Yeah, a Buddhist temple. That's exactly right. Still a good joke.
That's
I don't care how long I've been doing that joke. It's still a good joke.
That's so funny.
You know, you brought up a great point, though, because he's the guy that's got to – he's like Kissinger to Nixon.
Right.
He's the guy that's got to go over to Q and try to explain it for a second or two before the linesman comes over and takes his punishment.
If I were he, what I would do is I'd go to the referee and say, now, you see that guy over there? I got to explain this to him. Do you want to explain it to him, or do you want to tell me? Now, to begin with, I don't agree with anything you've done so far tonight,
right,
just to get that straight.
Right, but you probably have a family and kids that love you, so let me help you. Help me help you. Again, thanks, MB Financial Bank. MB Financial. Do they have a slogan that we need to hit here?
MB means business.
That's
Steve.
Exactly right, Kevin. MB means business. Congratulations, Kevin. You've won nothing. Can you hang around for a second?
Sure.
All right.
We have a presentation to make.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
All right. More with Doc in just a second at 720 WGN.